Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Joining ties with those who sever ties. High stages in paradise. Sayyiduna Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala an narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever desires lofty mansions and high stages in paradise should forgive those who oppress him, give those who deny him, and join ties with those who sever ties with him. Actions guaranteeing paradise. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever has three qualities, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him an easy reckoning and will admit him into paradise. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an immediately said, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Which three qualities are being referred to? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, to spend upon the one who withholds, to join ties with those who sever ties, and to forgive those who harm one. If you accomplish these, you will enter paradise. Note, all the above ahadith echo the significance of maintaining ties with those who sever them. Avoiding arguments despite being on truth. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala an narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I guarantee a home on the outer reaches of Jannah for the one who avoids arguing even though he is right, and a home in the center of Jannah for the one who avoids lying even in the form of joking and jesting, and a home in the highest levels of paradise for the one whose character is noble. Note, the hadith is discouraging disputes, even though one may be right. One should learn to forego one's rights, just so that peace prevails. It is for this reason that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke highly of his grandson, Sayyiduna Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about him, this son of mine is a leader. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause peace between two great factions of the Muslim Ummah due to him. Subsequently, Sayyiduna Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, although being entitled to the post of Khalifa, gave up his right and signed a peace treaty with Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. This brought peace to the Muslim Ummah.